Now May You Weep by Deborah Crombie, read by Michael Deehy.
Disc 1.
Let torrents pour, then. Let the great winds rally. Snow silence fall, or lightning blast the pine. That light of home shines warmly in the valley, and, exiled son of Scotland, it is thine. Far have you wandered over seas of longing, and now you drowse, and now you well may weep, when all the recollections come a-thronging of this rude country where your fathers sleep. Neil Munro, To Exiles. Chapter 1. If there's a sword-like song that can cut Scotland clear o' all the world beside, racks me the hilt o' it here. Hugh MacDiarmid, to Circumjack Cencrastus. Carnmore, November 1898. Wrapped in her warmest cloak and shawl, Livy Urquhart paced the worn kitchen flags. The red-walled room looked a cosy sanctuary with its warm stove and open shelves filled with crockery. But outside, the wind whipped and moaned round the house and distillery with an eerily human voice, and the chill penetrated even the thick stone walls of the old house. It was worry for her husband, Charles, that had kept Livy up into the wee hours of the night. He would have been travelling back from Edinburgh when the blizzard struck, unexpectedly early in the season, unexpectedly fierce.